Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org. WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ.
It feels like feral cats are everywhere, roaming the alleys, hanging out under your car. Cook County Animal Control says there are about 10,000 of them that the agency has accounted for. But experts say there could be as many as 30 times more than that. One Curious City listener simply wondered, what's the deal with Chicago's feral cats?
Cats are policing the streets of Chicago tonight.
They have been strategically placed around the city to root out rats.
Resident cat.
These felines have made news headlines. They're even fodder for late night TV.
Animal Rescue has released 1,000 feral cats into Chicago's streets to combat the city's rat problem. Or as it'll soon be known, the city's cat problem.
No, we don't have an army of cats patrolling for rats.
This is Cecilia Ocampo-Solis. She manages the feral cat placement program at Treehouse Humane Society. Back in 2007, Cook County passed its Managed Care of Feral Cats Ordinance, which allows trained caretakers to help maintain and care for feral cat colonies. Yes, colonies. These cats must be neutered and vaccinated. So stories about armies of feral cats, Cecilia says it's blown out of proportion.
It, I think, painted a picture that we, Treehouse, were kind of just putting thousands of cats onto the street, which we do place cats for our Cats at Work program in different areas of the city, but they're targeted and the cats are there for a reason.
There are a couple programs legal in Cook County, including Trap, Neuter, Return. That's where trappers will capture feral cats, neuter and vaccinate them, and then release them. Then there are feral cat colonies. The county says there are 1,900 of them, managed by people like Rob Crowder in Roscoe Village. He got his cat colony, quite literally, to fight the rats.
When we moved into this house, this gangway here was all grass, and there were just rats burrowing everywhere. But with these cats, we don't see rats in our area or our neighbor's area anymore.
So yeah, you don't see many rats around here at all?
Only the ones they bring to us.
As an aside, the plural noun for a group of cats is a clowder, so we could call these cats Rob Crowder's clowder. But anyway, Cecilia from Treehouse says rat reduction is more an ancillary benefit. The mission of the feral cat program is about saving unsocial cats from euthanasia.
This program was built to offer, quote unquote, a second chance to unsocialize cats in high volume shelters. They don't have many options. Sometimes their options are humane euthanasia because it's not safe to interact with them. So it's a harm reduction program.
But some residents say these felines have been a problem. Judy Pollack with the Chicago Bird Alliance cites a study that says cats are responsible for a significant decline in the bird population. She thinks the best solution would be to keep cats indoors.
It's the safest for cats, and it's definitely the safest for birds, you know, and cats are not a part of our ecosystem, right? We imported them.
There's been a long, sometimes heated debate over the best practice for managing the feral cat population. And Rob Crowder may field a complaint or two about his feral cat colony, but he still feels like he's doing his part.
And I have to remind people that these cats would have been, you know, put down. So, you know, we're grateful for them every single day.
For Curious City, I'm Justin Bull.
Rise and Shy, WBEZ is serving local stories for breakfast every weekday morning from 5 to 11. Tune in on the WBEZ app to hear what Chicago's talking about as you start your day.